Yeah, Daf Peites. Yeah, new parak Kol Agagos. The Mishnah says, "Of Kol Gagos Ir, all the roofs of the city. Agag means on top of your house. The roof on top of the house is Rishus Achasi. It's Rishus Achas. It's considered one Rishus that you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof on Shabbos. Even though you didn't make a Rubik Hatzeres together, you can carry it from one roof to another roof. Ubavach Lo Yehi Gag Voya Yud Einomach Yud." One roof should not be higher than the other one, 10 tefachim higher. So that looks like one is higher 10 tefachim, and one is lower 10 tefachim deep. That's no good. Divrei Reb Meir, this is Reb Meir Shita. Because all the roofs are like equal level, or less than 10 tefachim higher or lower, you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. V'chachomim oimrim, no. Each roof on top of the house is considered like the apartment itself. Just like each apartment is its own durin, and you're not allowed to carry from one apartment to another apartment without a rubik hatzeris, who are then carrying on top of the roof, from one roof to another roof, it's also wasser, unless they made a rubik hatzeris together. His echodim said that on the top of the roof is the same halach like inside the house. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, no, the famous Rabbi Shimon Shita, that echod gagos, where they're carrying from roof to roof, the echod chatzeris, you want to carry from a roof into a chotzer, or from one chotzer to another chotzer. V'echad kafifos, an open park, you want to carry from one to another, is v'shus achas hein lekelim sheshiftan b'toichai. Any keli that at the beginning of Shabbos was in one of these rishuyas, was in a roof, or else was in a chotzer, or else was in a park, you're allowed to carry it from one rishus to another rishus. From one chotzer to another chotzer to another guy to another karfif, providing the rule of Rishus HaYochid. Hey, the rule was in mechitzas all around them. Just since the keli started out in one of these rishuyas, that's not a makom where somebody lives, it's not considered special to you. The rule, it's all considered one big rishus. But if you have a keli that at the beginning of Shabbos started out in your apartment, inside your house, then talking, if you take it out to your chotzer, you're not allowed to carry that keli into another chotzer or into a gag. Because when the kelim start out in your private apartment, a private house is considered miyuchet to you. That's the din of a rubik hatzeris. You want to carry from your private apartment to another apartment, that's awesome. So a keli that started out in your apartment, if you take it out to your chotzer, because you have a rubik hatzeris, so you're allowed to carry it out into your chotzer. But you're not allowed to take that keli now into another chotzer, or on top of the gag, or on top of the karfif. Because since it started out in your rishus, if you carry it from your rishus to another rishus, that's awesome in the rabbonin. It looks like you're carrying from rishus yochad to rishus rabbin. Because the man, the keli at the beginning of Shabbos started out in the park or on top of the roof or in a chotzer, you're allowed to carry the keli from amish from one chotzer to another chotzer to a karfif, and that's what we pass on halacha like Reb Shimon. We go to kula. And you're allowed to carry something. You have a chair in your chotzer, your backyard. You're allowed to carry it into your neighbor's backyard. It was there at the beginning of Shabbos. What?
Yeah, Movi, I'm not sure. Maybe it won't be in the case of a Movi. I'm not sure. Question should be the same halacha. Question. I'm not 100% sure. Question should be the same halacha. Yeah.
This is the halacha of the Mishnah. So here it's in the Mishnah, it's a three-way machlekes that Reb Meir holds. All the gagim have one rishus. You're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. The chum say no. Each gag has the same halacha like the apartment underneath it. Just like from one apartment to another apartment, you can't carry without the rubik hatzeris. Who are then from one roof to another roof? And Reb Shimon holds the biggest kula no. Not only from a roof to a roof, but even to a chotzer, even to a karfif, you're allowed to carry. As long as the kelim started out to be in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos. So the Gemara. Yosef Abaya Bar Avin for Rabbi Chanina Bar Avin. The Yosef Abaya Gabaya. They're all sitting together and Abaya was sitting with them. The Yasvi Yokarmin. They're sitting together and they're saying like this. Bishleim Rabbonon, Svar in the Mishnah, we understand. Rabbonon is the one that's Machmir that says you can't carry from one roof to another roof. Savri they hold. Kishem Shedurin Chalukin Amata. Just like inside on bottom in the apartment. Since each, there's a different family in every house. Each house has its own halacha that you can't carry from one house to another house without on the rubik hatzeris. Heis kashem she d'yurin chalukin lamatom, kach d'yurin chalukin lamalo. Who are then on top of your apartment on the roof? Also, it's chaluk that you can't carry from one roof to another roof. Hey, just like inside the house, It's special because you live there. Who was in on top of the roof also? It's called a special rishus, belonging to you. And the other gag belongs to somebody else. And you can't carry from one rishus to another rishus. That's the chum svara. We understand that. Ela Rav Meir, my kisover. But what's Rav Meir svara in the Mishnah? E kisover, if Rav Meir holds. Kishem shet yurin chalukin lamata. Kacha diurin chalukin lamalo. If Rav Meir holds the same svara as the chachamim, that since inside the house, different family lives there, each rishus is separate by itself, who are on top of the house on the roof, is also considered like separate apartments, separate rishuyis, or the zoyit shverm, amai rishus achasein. What does Rav Meir say? Kol gagosir rishus achas. All the roofs of the city, you are allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. He only says it's nice, just one shouldn't be higher up and one shouldn't be lower down. But Kozman, they're all on the same level, you are allowed to carry from one roof to another roof on Shabbos. Why? If you tell me Rav Meir Shita is, that just like the apartments are separate because people live there, who within the roofs are separate, you should not be allowed to carry from your apartment, from your roof to another roof. Ela, my what do you have to say? Vi kisavar ein chalukin. Ela, my Reb Meir holds no. He holds like Reb Shimon that each roof is not cholik, even though people live inside the apartment, but on top of the roof nobody lives there. It's not called a makam dirum. Therefore, it's not like miyuchas. It's not called this belongs to Reuven. It's an open rishus ayachid. So you're allowed to carry from one gag to another gag. If that's Reb Meir svarim or vazoi. The whole lamala meyud rishus achasi, that anything above yud tfachim off the ground is all considered one rishus. It's all the gagos, all the roofs are considered one rishus. Abizoya filu gaga voya soro v'nomach yud nami. What do I care if one roof is higher yud tfachim and the other roof is lower yud tfachim? So what? Like one roof is off the ground 50 tfachim and the other roof is only off the ground 30 or 40 tfachim. You say then no. Then you can't carry from one roof to another roof. What's the svara? Why not? Once you're telling me that since nobody lives on top of the roof, it's not considered miyuchas, it's not a separate dirum, so what do I care if one is higher and one is lower? What should be the difference? If the Gemara, Omalu Abayis Abayi into them, Lay Shemil Chu, didn't you hear, Hodi Yomer Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, that what Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said. The what did he say? Oy Mahoye Rav Meir, he said over the name of Rav Meir, that kol mokom sha'ata moitza shtei rishuyis. Anytime you find two different rishuyis, like two different gagim, two different roofs here, two different rishus ayochids, v'heim rishus achas, really in din is called one rishus ayochid. Like all the roofs is a rishus ayochid. It's more than 10 tfachim off the ground, and it's more than dalad by dalad. Every roof is called rishus ayochid. So really it's like different rishus ayochid, but they're all rishus achas. Now, Kegoin, he says the Chiddush is like this. Kegoin Omud Rishus HaYochid. Let's say in your backyard, in your Rishus HaYochid, you have an Omud, you have a platform. You have like a box in your Rishus HaYochid. That's in your backyard. That is Gevoya Asorah. It's 10 Tfachim high, this box, this platform. Verroch of Dalad. And it's wide, Dalad by Dalad Tfachim. Is Dalocha Osalakatef Olov. That's for Meir's Nugzerim. You're not allowed to carry from your backyard. If you have a bundle in your backyard, you can't put it down on top of this platform in your backyard. Even though the boat's Rishus HaYochid, and the boat's in your Rishus HaYochid. Still, Rav Meir holds the sauce as Gzerim. What's the Gzerim? Gzerim is from Tel Rishus HaRabim. We're afraid sometimes you'll have a mountain like a platform in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. And you'll have a sack in the Rishus HaRabim, and you come to pick it up off to Rishus HaRabim and put it on top of this platform. Now, a platform which is 10 tfachim high, which is rochiv dalad by dalad in the Rishus HaRabim, becomes Rishus HaYochid. So that's an issi d'oraisa. You're not allowed to pick up a bundle on the floor in the Rishus HaRabim and put it on top of this platform, since the top of the platform is the Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, a mayor makes the gzera no place. Even in your own backyard, in your own Rishus HaYochid, that the platform and the backyard is mamish your Rishus HaYochid. Still, there's a gzera midrabbanan. You're not allowed to carry from your backyard, from the ground, to put it on top of this platform, which is your tfachim high. Hey, so Rav Meir holds his gzera. Anytime you have two rishuyis, mamish two Rishus HaYochids, just one is higher than the other one, your tfachim, it's awesome midrabbanan to pick up something from the bottom rishus and put it on the top rishus. Because as a gzera, maybe you do the same thing in the Rishus HaRabim, and that would be an issue deraita. So Mel is very good as far as now came through also by the two roofs. It's true. Every roof, it's not, Rav Meir does know from the Chom Shittim. Even though people live inside the house, but on top of the roof, it's not Mokal Madiram, it's considered one Rishus. All the roofs is like one Rishus HaYochid. Now the chesaron is if one roof is higher than the other roof, you tvachim, you're not allowed to carry from one roof to the top roof because there's new gzeru may holds from that you're never allowed to carry from one rishus to put something higher up, 10 tvachim higher up. Because there's a gzera, maybe you do the same thing in the Rishus HaRabim. You'll be walking in the Rishus HaRabim, you'll find an apple on the floor, you'll want to pick it up and put it down on this platform. Now since the platform is 10 tefachim high, rochiv dal by dalad, the platform is the Rishus HaYachid. That's a Nisi D'Raisa. So that's where a Meir's gzera, you can never carry anything, put something from one Rishus higher up, 10 tefachim higher, to another Rishus. So that's what's it over. Yeah. The kol makim sh'ata moitzi shtei Rishuyis. Vein Rishus Achas, really it's one Rishus. So going Omid Rishus HaYochid Gvoya Asara Rochav Dalid is also a Katav Olov. You can't put anything on top of this platform. Gzeru Mishum Tel Rishus HaRabim. His Ochinami Allah Mishn also the same Svara according to Rameyam. There's Gzeru Mishum Tel Rishus HaRabim. If one roof is higher than the other roof, 10 Tvachim higher, it's also to carry from one roof to another roof. Because the Gzeru, maybe you come to carry Rishus HaRabim from the floor and put it up on top of the platform in the Rishus HaRabim, which would be an Issa D'Raisa. So the Gemara. So that's Pshan Ramei in the Mishnah. If all the roofs though are equal level, then you are allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. Because they're all one Rishus HaYochid. So only if it's higher up that you have this Gzeru. Omulu Abaya, Hochi Yom Amar. Omulu Abaya, so Abaya said over. We thought in your own backyard you shouldn't be allowed to put something down on a machteshes on a grinder like on a keli. If you can have a barrel of wine in your backyard which the barrel of wine is 10 tefachim high and it's wide 4 by 4 tefachim, it should be also to put something down on that even in your own backyard. Is the havamina is anything that's gevoya yud Rochiv Dalad in your backyard, in Rishus HaYochid, you can't pick up on top. Amalu Abaya, Abaya answered back, no. Azoy Vay, so far, Rav Meir didn't make Gzeirah. Nohochi Omamar, Loyomar Rav Meir El Omud, V'yamas HaRechayim. He only set it by a platform, like a binyan, like something that's building there. Or else, V'yamas HaRechayim means that's the foundation for the grinder, for the Rechayim. The bottom foundation, that's like Kavu, it always stays there. Hoyol V'yodam Kaveya Lehem Mokim. Anything you put down on the ground, and it's going to stay there. It's not like a kettle, like a barrel of wine, that you pick up when you get finished and take it someplace else. This is something that's kavu on the ground, like a platform that you build in your backyard, or else a foundation for the Rechayim. So that's what's osur. That's Gzera Mishum Tel Bishus Rabin. Something that's kavu, that's always going to stay in this place. So if you're going to pick up something in Rishus HaYochid and put it on top of this platform, it's a gzera, maybe you'll pick up something in Rishus HaRabim and also put it on top of the platform. Then a chnami, a gigas, a keli that moves around, that you don't have the gzera. Then even Rav Meir's might, you'll have to pick up something in your backyard and put it down in it. On it. Yeah. For the Marakash now, Varei Koisel Shebein Beis Chatzeris. Let's say you have a wall that's in between two different chatzeris. They're kavua. The wall is kavua, so it's going to stay there. You don't move a wall around. So you have a wall divided in two chatzeris and a half. The Yomar Rav Yehuda said like this, Kishatim Tzalayim Aladivu Rav Meir. If you want to tell me that the Shittas Rav Meir, what's Rav Meir's for now? Mishnah is, Gagin Rishus Layatzman, that a gag, every roof, is considered its own Rishus. And Chatzeris Rishus Layatzman. Who at dinner the Mishnah would be the same swear by a chotzer. You would be allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. Now, Rav Meir argues on Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon at the end of the Mishnah says you're allowed to carry from a roof to a chotzer to a car frame. It's all like one big Rishus HaYochid. Rav Meir argues and says no. You're only allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. So it's lav davka a roof to a roof. Who at dinner a chotzer to a chotzer. He just doesn't know that he can't carry from a roof to a chutzar or into a carpet. That's a different Rishus HaYochid, that's awesome. But the same type of Rishus HaYochid, from one roof to another roof, from one chutzar to another chutzar, from one carpet to another carpet, even Rameyaz Moida, you're allowed to carry on Shabbos. Yeah. Is Gagin Rishus Liatzman, Chatzer with Rishus Liatzman, and Kafifas are Rishus Liatzman. Now, my love, what's going to be the case that you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer? Again, if you have this keli, that at the beginning of Shabbos, your chair was not in your house, but the chair was outside in your chotzer, in your backyard. You know, the loch ridge, you're allowed to carry it now from your backyard to your neighbor's backyard, even if you didn't make it a Reuven Chaserah together. So what? Since the keli started out in the backyard, it's not meyuchet to you, the backyard, you're allowed to carry this chair into the next backyard. Now, what's the case? My love, the sharula totule derakaisel. So what Havim Miner is, how could he carry between two chatzis? We're talking about there's a wall in between the two chatzerim. So if there's a wall there, look, what you have to do is, you have to pick up your chair, put it down on top of the wall, and then take it off the wall and put it into the other chatzer. So what the kasher is, the top of the wall is 10 tefachim high, and the Kareem talking about where it's rochav dalit. So according to Rameya, that should be yasa, should be gzeira. You shouldn't be allowed to pick up the chair from the chatzer and put it on top of the wall, because anything that's 10 tefachim higher, Rameya has always a gzeira. So here it's shver, here Rameya is mashma. You are allowed to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer. Here's the Gemara poshit. Omer Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda, Omer Rav Sheshis, Loi. We're not talking about putting it on top of the wall, which that tank is also according to Rameya. You're not allowed to carry from a chotzer and put it down on top of the wall. Because since the wall is 10 tefachim higher, that's a gzera, it looks like you're carrying from one rishus to another rishus. But here we're talking about Sheshis, Loi Lahaknis, Lohoi Tzederach Tzachim. We're talking about there's a Pesach, there's a doorway through this wall. True, you have two chotzers, and you have a wall in between. But there's a Pesach, there's an entrance from one to the other. So Rameya is Moedi, you're allowed to carry a chair that started out in one chotzer through the Pesach into the other chotzer. But there you're not lifting it up 10 tefachim, it's not going on a new rishus, it's just going through the door. So that's the case that's mutter. But Nechnami, any time you have to take the chair and put it down on top of a wall, which is a new rishus ayachid, which is 10 tefachim high, roch of dalad, it'd be also according to Rameya. There's always the gzera, maybe you do this in the rishus rabin. That's Rameya Shita. Allah, we don't hold from this gzera of Rameya. Rather, we hold anything that's in your backyard, you are allowed to carry something from the ground and put it down on a platform you have in your own backyard, even though it's 10 tefachim high. As we don't hold from Rameya's gzera. But according to Rameya, that's Pshana Mishnah, that all the roofs are really considered one rishus, even though people live downstairs, but since on top they don't live, it's one rishus. Just if one roof is taller than the other roof, you tefachim, that's where Rameya's gzera all over. That you can't pick up something from one rishus and put it on top of another rishus since it's you tefachim higher. Even though they're both rishus are yochin. It's gzera mishum tel rishus rabbi. Good, so this is Rameya Shita. Mervaita, v'chachom imoimrim, kol echod v'yechod rishus b'fnei yatzmai. The chom hold no, and say every roof, since people live downstairs in the apartment, and every apartment treats you in the Reuven Chaserus to carry from one rishus to another rishus, it's miyuchet to you, and the other apartment is miyuchet to him. They can't carry from his rishus to another rishus. The oldest floor, who would then on top of the roof? The roof also goes boss of the house. So the roof also has a din like it belongs to you, and the other roof belongs to your chaver. So you can't carry something from one roof to another roof. That's also according to Chachamim. So the word itma. Rav Omar, ein metaltlim boy, ela b'dal damis. Rav holds, you know, on top of the roof, it's much more chomer. Not only can't you carry from one roof to another roof, but on top of your roof, you can't carry more than dal damis. That's all. You can only carry within dal damis. But more than dal damis is also to carry something on top of your roof. We'll soon see what the case is. Yeah. For Shita, talking about Rashi says, Rav Omar, the third line of these big middle Rashis, Rav Omei Metautlim, Le Rabbonin, Begag HaSomach HaChaveroi. If you have a roof that's next to Yechav's roof, and Poshe they're open, one is open to the other one, so since you're not allowed to carry from one Rishus to the other Rishus, they're like two Rishuyas are open one to the other. They're Poros Bemluya, they're open completely to the other Rishus. And therefore they ask the Zeal there that you can't carry more than Daldams. That's what Rav holds. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says no. Mutu Atalto Bekuloi. You're allowed to carry all around your roof. On top of your roof, you have a chair there, you can carry it all around your roof. Just from your roof to the next roof, you can't carry on Shabbos. But on top of your roof, it's considered a Rishus HaYochid, you're allowed to carry all around your roof. Yeah. Rashi says, Elo B'dal Adamas, Rashi, what's Pshat Rav? Dechivon de la Rabbonin, kol Echod Rishus LeYatzmoi, since according to the Rabbonin, every roof belongs to the own Bailim, it lies in a separate Rishus, Vain Prutz and Zelazir. And on top of the roof, there's no mechitza between one roof and another roof. They're all opened up completely, one roof to another roof. As I was saying, Oistrim Zelazir. One roof makes it also for the other roof. Tevele Rishus Prutz of Imluyan, Lamakam Osalur. One roof is opened up completely to the next roof. and they're also to carry one to the other, so that makes it also to carry in the own roof also. That's Rav Svara. And Shmuel says, no, mutla talta bakuloi, so Rashi, why? She mechitzois hamavdilois lamata menadurin amrinan gudaskinu. In other words, we say every house has its own walls. Like when you live inside your apartment, you have four walls around you. So we say those walls, we say gudasik. Starts off from the ground, it goes to the roof, and from the roof we say those mechitas go straight up to the Shemayim. So between one gag and another gag, there are mechitas in between. So it's not called porous, it's not considered opened up one to the other, there are mechitas. The mechitas of the house, the mechitas of the house itself goes straight up. So mele on top of the roof is considered the Rishus HaYochid, which has dalad mechitas all around it, because the walls of the house, we say gudasa, go straight up. That's Shmuel Svarim. Therefore, on top of the roof has mechitzes. You can walk around, carry all around the top of your roof. Yes. That's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So what's the machlokes? The Gemara says like this. The mechitzes hanikarois, the kulayam aloi pligi. If by standing on top of the roof, like the two houses are not mamish directly together, they're not mamish build one on top of another. So there's a drop, there's an inch in between one house and the other house. So by standing on top of the roof, like you could look down and see that there are mechitzas there. You see, Klo, you have a mechitza on your side and a mechitza on the other one. That's called mechitzas hanikaris. You could look down and you see the mechitzas on the bottom of the house. By standing on top of the roof, you look down and you see the mechitzas. Then everybody holds, the Kula Yalna, even Rav holds, Loi Pligi, that it's mutti to carry on top of your roof. Because then we say those mechitzas, the walls of the house, go straight up to the Shemayim. So on top of the roof, there's mechitzas all around it. Your pshita, you're allowed to carry. Strashi b'mechitzas hanikoros. Shein habatim mechuborim. The houses are not attached one to the other. V'yesh avre b'neim. There's a little bit space in between one house and the other style, in the other house. O mechitzas habatim nirim li'ayim demalagang. If somebody is standing on top of the roof, kishem estaklen tachas ragleim. When he looks downwards, he could see that there are walls under the roof. So since he could see the walls of the house, then even Rav is moed. We say those walls go straight up, good asik, and there's mechitzas dividing between your chutzner and your gag and the other gag. Therefore, it's mutter. Trashi kuliyam le pliga derminam bahu good asik. Didomi lo omed b'shus harabim. It's doing if you have a platform in the middle of b'shus harabim. Devi b'shus hayochid. Like every platform in b'shus harabim that's yutzvachem high, that's wide 4x4, on top of the platform is called Rishus HaYochid. Why is it Rishus HaYochid? Where's the mechitz on top of the platform? The Chur, on top of the platform, there are no mechitz there. So where's the Rishus HaYochid? Elamai, we say, Mishum Gat, good asik, Moshech Velo. We say, on this, if this platform is a square platform, and it's 10 tfachim high, and it's Rosh of Dal Badal, we say these 10 tfachim here, this mechitz shoots up, goes straight up to Shemayim. So when you're standing on top of a platform, you have four mechitzas all around you. That's why on top of the platform is called the Rishus HaYochid. So here also, on top of the house, the roof, a pshita has mechitzas there if you could tell the mechitzas. If when standing by the roof, you could look down at the side and see the walls of the house, then everybody's moedi, you say good asik, it's muta to carry all around your roof on top. Now where's the machlokes? Keep ligi, the mechitza shishenim nikoris. Mechitzas that by standing on top of the roof, you can't tell the mechitzas. You can't see them. So Rashi learns that the kipligi b'sheina mechitz mikoros shagagin mechuboran yachid. The roofs are attached. One roof is attached to the other roof. Umechasena mechitzas shebein adyurin. Mele, when you stand in the in-between point and look down, you don't see any mechitzas there. The roofs meet one the other. So there you don't see the mechitzas underneath it. So that's the machlokes. In a case where you don't see the mechitzas underneath it, do you still say good asik or not? Rav Amarav says, "Ein metaltlam boy, you can't carry on top of your roof. Ela b'dal damas, only dal damas. Since you can't see the mechitzas, we don't say good asik here. So mele, one roof is open completely to the next roof. Then we say one asik is on the other one. Loy amar good asik. We don't mechitzasa. We don't say the mechitzas go straight up." Ushmul Lama Shmuel says no. Mutla talta bakuloi. You are allowed to carry all around your roof on top. Why? So yoma gudasik mechitzosa. Still we say gudasik. Even though when the two houses, two roofs are meeting together and the mamish meeting, standing here, you look down, you can't see the mechitzos, so what? Without lamaisa, there are mechitzos there. Even though you can't see them, Shmuel still says we say gudasik. These mechitzos go up. Now, even according to Rav, we say now you can't mimetalt only dal damis. The pshat is why? Because one roof is opened up into the other roof. Hey, that's pshat to all around the houses. We do segadasi. Like all around here, you could see the walls. So all these walls do come up. So really, all the roofs is like one big rishus yachid. That's why we say, why is it also from one to another? Because since it's opened up here completely, so that's why this one asks on the other one. Therefore, two rishrias are opened up completely, and you can't carry one to the other, and each one is also to carry. That's why Rav says you can only carry dal damas on top of your roof. And Shmuel says, no, even though the two roofs are attached, you can't see the mechitza underneath it. So what? L'maisa, there is the mechitza there. And in this case, you still say good asik. That's Shmuel Svarim. Yeah. So the Mara Tanan, it says now Mishnah Tanan. V'chachamim Oimrim, kol echod v'yechod rishus liyatzmai. Now Mishnah Chachamim say, every roof is still its own rishus. What does that mean to say? Rishus liyatzmai, so Rashi says, kol salka daita v'havmin is now, kol echod yitalto v'gagay mashma. Kurtz Masha, everybody has the right to carry on top of his roof, just that he can't carry from one roof to the next roof. But on top of your roof, you are allowed to carry. Bishleim, according to Shmuel, is very good. Shmuel Taka says, even though you can't see the mechitzas, still we say good asik, and you're allowed to carry all around on top of your roof. Elul Rav Kasha, but according to Rav, it's shver. Rav holds you can't only carry dal damis, and the Mishnah's mashma, every gag, you're allowed to carry the whole thing. Now the Gemara, Amri Be Rav, Mishmei de Rav. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Every roof is its own rishus. That means, in your roof, you're allowed to carry takadal damis. But you're not allowed to carry two amis on your roof, and then two amis into the next person's roof, even though you're only carrying dal damis. But since you're going from your rishus to the next rishus, that's usur. So that's what the Chum say in our Mishnah. Every gag is considered a new rishus. That you can't carry mamish like one arm in your gag into the next arm in the other gag. Even that is usur. That's what Rav means to say. That's what the Chum is saying in the Mishnah. Venachnami, in your roof, also you can't carry too much. Your roof is open completely to the next rishus. You can't carry more than dal damas. The gagzeh, bezamas the gagzeh. So the Mara, the Omer Rab Lezer said, ki yavinim bebovel, when I was in Bovel, have Yarminan Bay Rav, he said over in the Beis Medrash of Rav, Mishmei the Rav in the name of Rav. Have Yarminan Bay Rav, Mishmei the Rav, Omru, Ein Metaltlen Boy Elul Vadal Damas. Like we're saying, on top of the roof, you're only allowed to be Metaltl Dal Damas. Not more, since your roof is open completely to the next roof, you can't be Metaltl more than Dal Damas. Now, Bahani Devei Shmuel, but the Talmidim in Shmuel's Beis Medrash, Tonal, they learned like this, Ein Lohem Ela Gagin. They only have Gagin. Ein lehem ela Gagin. They only have their roof. Shrashi v'hani d'vei Shmuel toni, is mas nisim v'yudayel. They have another brice in their hands. De mois v'minei, they yes the kashta t'yufto, the d'vei Rav. Tiktoni, their brice is said like this. Ein lehem l'chol echod ela Gagoy. Each person only has the right to use his Gag, his roof. De mashma, such a loshim will be mashma, de lo yitalt lo ela v'gagoy, that you're only allowed to carry on top of your roof. It's mashma that on top of your roof you are allowed to carry. That's the kasha. Rav says on top of your roof you're not allowed to carry, and the Beis Shmuel has a kasha. They have a bright that's mashma on top of your roof. You are allowed to carry all around your roof. And the Gemara, so the Lashon is, this is Tonu Ein Lehem Elagagin. So the Gemara, my Ein Lehem Elagagin. What does this Lashon mean to say that each person only has his roof? Lav doesn't mean to say that each person is allowed to carry all around his roof. Each person has his roof to carry, and he can carry all around the roof. So who does a riot to Shmuel, Akasha, and Rav? And for the Gemara, not such a Bikasha. Is this a Shvera than our Mishnah? To Yakimna, and our Mishnah said the same lesson also. Our Mishnah said, the Mishnah said, Kol Echav Yechad Rishus Befnei Yatzmoy. The Chum said, every gag is the wrong Rishus. So Pashto was mashma, every gag is allowed to carry on top of his gag. And still we said, no, that wasn't the pshan the Mishnah. We entered our Mishnah to say, Shlo yitalto shtei amas begag zeh, or shtei amas begag zeh. It just means you can't carry even two amas from your gag into your neighbor's gag, since each gag is a rishus by itself. But only you can carry four amas on top of your gag, but not from your roof to the next one's roof. If that's pshat, now Mishnah, I'll tell you that's the same pshat in the Brisa also. Hochinami, the same pshat we have in the Brisa. Beizamos begag zeh, or beizamos begag zeh. That's what the Brisa says, each person has his own gag, just means to say each gag is a separate reshus to each person. And therefore you're not allowed to carry even a little bit.